This is the E.L. Moore Journal, coming to you from the Justice Channel. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host, producer, and investigative journalist for the E.L. Moore Journal.
Today is May 4th in the year 2025. I am starting to do my podcasts on the Speaker platform now. Blog Talk Radio went out of business about a month or two ago. And now I have decided to go to the Speaker platform to host my podcasts. It is a big change because I have to do a lot more work. I have to pre-record my shows and then upload them, which includes recording, editing, etc., etc. I add the music and I do the voices, the voiceover. And if I have to do interviews, I have to find another method. With Blog Talk Radio, people could call in. Can't do that now. Apparently, Speaker does not have that capability. But I hope to gain some sponsors and get some or monetize my podcast so that I can move to a better recording studio where I can take callers live, et cetera, like the big talk shows that are on network radio now, which I would like to do, but I don't have that right now. So I have to do things like this, which is the hard way. Maybe it's better because I could actually polish up the show if I don't like it. I can re-record it or I can go in and edit it. Most of the comments that I get about my shows is that it's too slow. And I know I don't talk as fast as the network radio talk show hosts. And that's because a lot of their stuff is scripted out. They know exactly where they're going to go, and a lot of them have a lot to say. And basically, they're trying to get their propaganda out there real fast. I try to get people to think. That's why the pace of my speech on my podcast has been slower in the past. I think I will try to speed it up because this... I don't want you to think, really. Basically, I'm just going to start throwing out my propaganda out there. And you either decide you want to listen to it or not. The difference between me and the other talk shows is that I am actually going to suggest things that can be done and actually try to do things as an activist to make things better in this world, in this city, in this state, in this country, because we are in very bad shape, as you know. Now in 2025, we have a new president, that is Donald Trump, and he's making waves already. He was making waves before he got elected. There's a lot that I could go into on that election and analyze because he almost got his brains blown out. no one's talking about that much nowadays. It's obvious that they pulled back in security. But who did it? Was it the CIA? Was it the Secret Service? The FBI? Did the orders come down from the White House? We don't really know. No one's really talking about it. Trump is president. And every week they're talking about he did this, he did that. He's got the tariffs. He's deporting people. And people are running around doing demonstrations again all across the country. And it is really out of the ordinary. Trump has always been out of the ordinary president. So he is touting that he is going to make America great again and prosperous and et cetera, et cetera. But right now the economy is just in total chaos. And I know for sure, especially in California, nothing has got better at all. California is still totally corrupt. And I think that's what Trump should be focusing on. In fact, that's the message I would like to get to him. He did say that he wants to do something for California. I would say the best thing that he could do is to enforce the law. He is the highest law enforcement officer in the country. And the government in California is totally corrupt, especially in Los Angeles. The local government is just obscene. It's a total disgrace to this country and to the law-abiding American citizens that are trapped here, basically. I just heard on the news yesterday that is it 50% of the people living in California can't even afford to buy a home? To buy a house, I should say. So everyone, all the others have, basically the other 50% that can't afford to buy a house or rent. And that's basically just throwing away their money. So what do we do, especially for people like me? I have lived in other states. I cannot take the weather year round. I don't mind investing in other states if I could find something that's viable, but I do know that in all the states that I've lived in, I can't take the winters. There's nothing like California weather. California was the leader in this country. It was the golden state. I think, well, if you're going to stay here, you're going to have to make up your mind. You're either going to have to fight or leave. It seems that that's what the government is doing. It's forcing the citizens of California to leave the state. Or you have to fight to make it better. Even though now they're saying all these people are leaving, there's this big exodus out of California. Industries, companies are leaving, et cetera, but Mexicans are coming in left and right. We still have traffic jams here in Los Angeles, 3-5 times a day, every day, including Saturday and Sunday. So it's not just Mexicans, other foreigners are just pouring into the state. I do know that foreigners are buying up real estate in California. Especially Iranians, Chinese are buying up real estate, small and large, all over the state. So we need Trump to step on this government here in California and enforce the law. They're trying to sue him to stop everything that he's trying to do to improve this country. That is illegal. They are ignoring his federal enforcement of immigration laws. That's a federal felony. He should be given all of them criminal cases. I don't know what he is going to do. He's going to have to straighten everything up because you saw what happened to him the last time once he got out of office. They're going to be trying to frame him up left and right, jack him up left and right, and even try to kill him. They might try to kill him again, and now he's in office. I'm surprised they haven't done it yet, especially with all that he had going on with Doge. He really needs to step on the courts here in Los Angeles. I know for a fact because I am a victim of the probate courts here. I won't go into detail in this podcast about my probate case. I've done that too many times on the E.L. Moore Journal. And I've published articles on the Justice Channel website. I have already set up a support group for the victims of the probate court that I call Probate Victims United. I'm going to start doing a podcast on that and just focus on the probate court on those podcasts. And I'm going to set up a website for it also. Hopefully I'll get donations so that I could do even more beyond setting up the website, do video production, media productions, et cetera, et cetera. Demonstrations, etc. So I'm not going to talk about my probate case other than it's still corrupt. It's been going on for a long time. The judge of my case now is a real idiot and who should not be on the bench. I wanted to talk about other issues. There are a lot of things going on locally here in Los Angeles, all up and down the state of California and across the country. And I could do a daily podcast just on the events coming out of the Trump administration. And also the corruption here in our local government. I do know from listening to podcasts now, I listen to podcasts all across the country thanks to the internet. And I see they're talking about the new Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, all across the country. It's like everybody's got her pegged as being corrupt, which I agree. And she's totally corrupt. I don't know how she got elected. Again, that's more evidence that these elections here are rigged or manipulated. I don't know anybody that voted for her. I knew a lot about her before she got elected. I was dead set against her even being a candidate for mayor of Los Angeles. And who's ever controlling these elections, I know, put her in that position because she's a total sellout. She's totally corrupt and she's gonna go along with the agenda of the people that elected her. And I don't think it's just the Republican Party. I believe it's Skull and Bones. Now, Trump, after he got elected, he's talking about, oh, we're gonna make America great again. I want to do something for California and we're going to find out who the deep state is. Now, that's where I begin to lose confidence in Trump. He should know who the deep state is by now. I can tell you who the deep state is. Deep state is Skull and Bones. Nazis. That's the Bush family regime. And Skull and Bones are Republicans and Democrats. So when you hear them talking about, well, the Democrats are messing everything up, and Democrats say, oh, the Republicans are messing everything up. It's Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones is Democrats and Republicans. That's why I am a registered independent. I don't trust either one of those parties. And they are putting politicians and city officials, et cetera, et cetera, all over the country, especially in California. And I think Karen Bass is one of their picks because they know she's totally corrupt and that she's going to fall in line with this open borders immigration, which is destructive to Black Americans. Black Americans are being wiped out of Los Angeles. and she's not saying anything about it. She won't even, you hardly ever hear her say Black Americans. She hasn't done anything for Black Americans. I doubt if she's ever going to do anything for Black Americans. She hasn't given any type of agenda for what needs to be done for Black Americans in the city of Los Angeles. And it's the same thing for the LA County Board of Supervisors. And they only got one Negro on there, that's Holly Mitchell. She never says Black Americans. I don't see an agenda for her about Black Americans, period. Janice Hahn came out and said that Black Americans are worse off now than the 60s. And I agree with her 100%. But none of those ladies on the Board of Supervisors had put forth any agenda to address the dire situation that Black Americans are in now in Los Angeles and actually in the entire country. Trump is not talking much about it either. I remember when Trump ran for the first time, his boy was here in California, became a big part of his campaign, Jamil Shah. I know Jamil Shah. Jamil Shah's son was killed by an Hispanic gang member who was out that day to kill a Black American. They don't talk about that much now. There's gangs in Los Angeles that were killing the innocent children of Black Americans walking home from school to run us out of our own country. They don't talk about that. And since then, since that time, you never hear Trump speak about Jamil Shah. That was a big deal when he ran for the first time. It was Jamil Shah, Jamil Shah. And now he doesn't mention him at all. I believe it was this MS-13 gangs that were doing that also. That's the main reason why they should get deported right away, is because they were going around killing the innocent children of Black Americans. Racist Hispanics, illegal aliens coming in this country. And no one is talking about the tapes that came out on the Los Angeles City Council with Kevin DeLeon, when they were making racist remarks about Black Americans. And also they were manipulating the voting districts. They were taking them away from the Black communities. There are no more Black communities in Los Angeles anymore. Now that's all kinds of felonies. And they were working in conspiracy with one of the labor unions whose head is a Mexican. I know I used to be a member of SEIU 721 labor union, full of Mexicans. They don't say much about it either. So Trump really needs to enforce the law 100% in California. He needs to stomp on this place. He needs to come down here with the military, with the FBI, Border Patrol, immigration, everything. Give all of these politicians criminal cases that are opposing him. And stop playing around. That's what we need. And that's what we're looking at for those of us that I'm talking to now that want to try to save this state and do not want to leave. We have to go to war. We got to fight against this corruption in our government in this state to make it golden. Right now, it's the lead state. California is a disgrace. That is about all I have for today. I am going to try to do regular podcasts. I might do some, bring on some guests, all pre-recorded, and always try to give out more information that I know you want to hear. And I will be, I'm hoping that actually I can go to Washington and try to talk to Trump myself. So if I can pull that off, I think I might even put my podcast on the map. I will be publishing my podcast out on Trump's Truth Social network. He has another network a platform that he's been advertising. I may be able to go to video. I am going to be checking that out and see if I could definitely put my podcast out there. So keep an eye out for my podcast. Oh, check on my website on the radio page. I'm going to post them there. And that is it for today.
You can now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.more.3538.